We're now beginning Pillar 5, which is called the Fundamentals of Investing. Investing is a very interesting subject, very simply because from the cash flow quadrant, my wife and I make most of our money from the I quadrant, not the E, the employee, not the self-employed or the business. Most of our money comes from investing. So many times people come up to me and they want to ask me for investment advice or a hot tip or all these things. And I'm going to say to you now what my rich dad said to me years ago, investing isn't a product. And the people come up and say, do you invest in real estate? Do you invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, you know, collector cards, antique cars, antiques, coins, gold? And all of these are investment products. And oftentimes a person gets fixated on the product. But that's not what investing is. The reality is I have some of all of that. But what investing really is a plan. And what most people don't have, well, the reason they don't become wealthy is not because they're not earning a lot of money, but the reason they don't become wealthy is because they don't have a plan to become rich. And I'm going to say this again, it doesn't make any difference how much money you make. The reality is when it comes to investing, most people plan on becoming poor, and you can hear it in their words. They'll say to you, when I retire, my income will go down. In other words, it really sounds strange to me that most people, from the time they enter the workforce, plan on working all their lives, and when they retire, they plan on being poorer than they were during the days they were working. So that's why I say to you today, investing is a plan. And what we're going to be talking about is, unfortunately, most people don't really have a plan, and I think within the next 10, 20 years, we're going to see more and more people who are the baby boom generation, they will not have enough money to retire on. That's kind of frightening. But if you're going to invest, you should have a plan to be, one, safe and secure, two, a plan to be comfortable, and a three, a plan to become rich. Most educated people do have a plan to be safe and secure. It's called their 401k, or they might have a separate IRA plan, and that's to be secure. The next level is to be comfortable. If they plan to be comfortable, they may invest in some real estate, or they may pick and choose stocks on their own, and that might be part of their plan. And the third part is to become rich. My advisor, when it comes to investing, is my financial planner called Kim Butler, and I'm really happy to have her in studio with me today because she can give you more insights on the subject of investing and that investing is really your plan. So Kim, welcome, and would you mind giving a little bit of your background and introduce yourself?
Robert, hello. Thank you. Glad to be here. Couple things. My background's banking. After college, I spent 3 years with a large commercial bank, and that was probably the first time that I really started to see the difference between people that had a plan and those that didn't. Give you an example. I remember at probably 24, 23 years old, something like that, meeting with a guy that was about my age, and he came into the bank for a debt consolidation loan. His income was maybe $20,000, something like that. And he had at least that amount of money, $20,000, in credit card debt that he wanted to consolidate. And I remember thinking, you know, this isn't going to work. There's no way that this guy is ever going to be successful from a financial standpoint with this picture. And it was a real wake-up call to me because obviously he didn't have a plan. He was not thinking beyond maybe the next week's paycheck. And so that was the thing to me that said, okay, there's got to be a bigger environment here than just the banking background that I can help people in this situation. So that led into the financial planning process, and I am a certified financial planner. And I, in that area, for about the last 11 years or so, have been helping people maximize their wealth. And one of the things I know we'll be talking about is the difference between having a plan and not having a plan, but then also the plan to be safe and secure, the plan to be comfortable, and then the plan to be rich. And we'll be talking about the differences between those types of plans.
Would you mind telling the listeners some of the stories of what happens when people don't have a plan, even if they're very high income people?
Absolutely. I've got a couple stories that will help you. And I do think, just to back you up a little bit, that it's critical that a financial planner be involved with the big picture. So many times a financial planner deals with money management. For example, another term that might be used is a stockbroker. And there's a huge difference between managing money, in this case paper assets, and financial planning, because financial planning is the big picture. Financial planning should be dealing with your car insurance all the way down to the real estate and every single aspect in between.
And life insurance.
You're right. The whole protection component. So we're talking car insurance, life insurance, disability insurance, health insurance, the Social Security system, all of the protection things need to be dealt with.
The security part.
Exactly. So let's talk about a story in that environment, and I'll kind of share two sides of it, like what didn't work and then what did work, because pretty much all of life is built into those two things. It either works or it doesn't work. So to give you an example, there's a client that at 32 years of age was killed in a car accident, and he was making about $250,000 a year. And so one would think that somebody in that environment would be fairly well secure. They would be fairly well planned. But in his case, he'd never taken a look at all of the aspects. So he was making good money.
All the risk components of living.
Correct. Absolutely. Making good money, putting money in the stock market, owned some real estate, but hadn't ever taken a look at the protection side. So this particular gentleman had only $50,000 of life insurance. Well, in that case, his wife, who wasn't working at the time, was staying with children and had them in private schools and had her own life that she was doing during the day, now has to move out of their home, take the kids out of private school, get a job, in which case that is a job in the true employee definition, and hope to now eke out a living and be able to take care of her children and grow. And the sad thing is that she will not ever be able to plan for retirement because there's no way that she can even live. I mean, we're not talking about maintaining her lifestyle because it's gone. She now can't live barely on the $35,000, take care of the kids, and that leaves, unfortunately, nothing to save. So his plan lacked a critical protection component. That's the safe and secure side that he was missing. He was doing okay on the planning to be comfortable. I don't think he'd even gotten to the planning to be rich yet, but he was at least planning to be comfortable, but he missed the first part of it, which is the safe and secure side. To share with you then a story on the alternative side, and again, we're just talking about the protection component right now. This is the planning to be safe and secure. There's another client of ours that passed on at about similar age with, interestingly enough, similar income, and he had protected his family. So it doesn't really matter at this stage of the game what insurance was in force. When he died, it paid. And so his family was able to stay and be able to continue in their environment with the house that they lived in and the schools that they were going through, et cetera, et cetera. And his wife now has choices, whereas the first one didn't.
So what you're saying is a plan, a true investment plan, has to carry on your wishes, whether you're living or you're passed on to the other side. Is that correct?
Very well put.
And so a plan includes wills, trusts, and all these other things, as well as insurance.
Right. A plan has to work whether the stock market goes up or down, whether the real estate market goes up or down, whether the business succeeds or fails.
Whether you live or die.
Whether you live or die, whether you become disabled or not. The plan has to work. And that plan has nothing to do with a product. A product can be a component of a plan, but the plan, as you indicated earlier, is the overall structure of not only the individual products. The plan has to work whether you're planning for the safe and secure level, the comfortable level, or the rich level.
So what Kim is talking about here is many times when people think of the word investing, they don't associate plan with it. They associate with products. And the next thing they associate it with is procedure. Like I'm often asked, do you do stock trading? That's a procedure. Do I buy real estate, fix it up, and sell it? That's a procedure or a strategy. So many times people get fixated on investing as product or procedure, and they don't have a very big plan. And that's really what this program wants to stress, is that no matter how much money you have, if you have no money today or you have a lot of money, you still should have a plan.